Glenn Fry and the heat is on. Hello, hello, well, Ellie with you here on BBC Radio Wales. And I'm in the Foodie Friday kitchen. The only place to be on a Friday afternoon, just after 1 o'clock, by the way. And joining us for the very first time today is a chef who has worked with, listen to this, Albert Roux and Marco Pierre White, just to name two. Kate Probert from La Mousse. Shay, Kate, in Gower is with us today. And I think I have got my hands. My plate full.
Your
with
plate
you.
Full. My maybe plate, your no, hands my full as well.
Hands full as well. Yeah. You're everything
two of
full.
Them. Yes.
Kate, how are you? Lovely to see
I'm
you.
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to have you here. And I've got to ask you, right? This happens every Friday. The magic happens here. So, what do you think of the Foodie Friday kitchen?
Well, it's great. Why is it only now you've asked me to come up and cook for you?
Well, where have you been? Where have you been? Finally, she's here. So, when did your passion for cooking start?
Oh, a very long time ago now, when I was about 18. Mm. And I went to France as an au pair. And I think that's probably where I started to learn to actually eat, spend time at the table with the family, eating lots of little courses. And my parents are very good cooks.
Yeah.
So when I came home from there, I showed an interest, brought some recipes home, and that's where it all started, really.
Right, so that's the passion. So
yes.
Your food is heavily influenced by French cuisine then,
it is it?
It is,
yes, right. Yes. Yeah, I spent a lot of time in France.
And you still go back and forth?
Yeah, we spend half the time in France. We spend a month in France and a month here all through the year.
Okay.
And this happens to be my month in Wales.
Well, that's nice. It's cheaper to get her down here when she's in Wales, by the way. Travelling expenses, much better. But you've won numerous accolades when you were with Fairy Hill Country House's head chef in Gower.
Yes, that was my first real job on my own as a chef.
And then you went on and you opened your own restaurant, La Mousse.
Eventually, yes.
And then you've carried that name, that title then, for your cookery school? Can I call
well,
it a school?
Really
what is it?
A school. I run these courses from the house. We're just up to 8 people, generally on a Saturday. I have a website where people can go in and see what dates I've got on there, because I can only run them, obviously, when I'm here. So
yeah.
I just choose the dates I want, I put them on the website, and people book as and when they want to come.
So, well, you know, if I was to book this Saturday now, if you had...
I'm sorry,
well,
you're full.
Yeah, all right.
So and it's gluten-free,
actually. Give me another date. April the 21st.
I think
oh, that's
full
Easter
as well.
Weekend. All right. OK, well, pretend. Just squeeze me
okay.
in, all right?
Yeah, you get in touch with me either via email and I'd book you in. You'd have to pay your money first, of course.
Oh, forget. Well, what do we do on this course?
Oh, what
all
do
right.
we do on
okay.
the course? Well, we do a dinner party from start to finish.
Oh, do you?
And I try to show everybody how easy it is to entertain and how you can prepare things well in advance. So we start off with canapés, then we go on to a La Mousse bouche, which is a little taster before your starter.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll do 2 starters, 2 main courses, one of them is fish, then I'll do a prepared cheese course. I like doing it that way rather than do a cheese board, because you know what happens when people come to your house, you put a cheese board out and people nibble at it, make a mess of it,
yes.
And then you're left with it, and then we have to eat it for weeks afterwards. So I'd like to do a prepared cheese course, which could be a little mousse, it could be a cheesecake or something like that, and then I do a dessert.
Oh,
or maybe 2 desserts if we're lucky.
I'm in. Right, let me know when I can be squeezed in into this very, very full course of yours. Right, you mentioned fish. Apparently, you told me today you always have fish on Friday, not in our house.
Well, we always have fish, full stop. Well, no, we don't, actually. I prefer fish. I like cooking fish.
Right.
And I think a lot of people are quite nervous of cooking
yes.
fish.
Yes.
And I think generally when we have a dinner party, we do fish. It's actually very, very easy. And nothing really has to be prepared in advance as far as the cooking is concerned
yeah.
of the fish. I mean, you can prepare the sauces, etc. But, yeah, so I've chosen fish. Is that OK with you? Because if it isn't, I'm afraid it's too late.
It is too late. I'll eat anything. Which, you know, it's going to be an easy job for you today.
Are you eating it as well, then?
Of course I am. I'm the one that says, oh, yes, this is very nice. I am the critique.
But if it's not very nice, will you say also?
I always lie.
OK.
Right, so Kate with us today in the Foodie Friday kitchen. Kate Probert. And she's going to be preparing a pan-fried cod loin with cockles, mussels and lava bread. And I've all. Wonderful stuff. Back with Kate after Benny King. It is feeding time on the radio, and Gower chef Kate Probert from La Mousse is with us today and is going to be making a pan-fried cod loin with cockles and mussels and lava bread for us. This screams Welsh dish, doesn't it? Come on then. Kate, where do we start with this one?
OK, so I'm going to wash my mussels out. I've had them soaking a little bit in cold water.
Lovely.
Making sure that they're nice and clean.
Right. And these are in the shells now, aren't
they?
They're
in the shells. I mean, these days, because they're farmed, they're very clean. Normally, in the old days, you'd have to take the barnacles off and the whiskers. I mean, there might be a few whiskers.
Yeah.
But these are very clean. So I'm going to put my pan onto a hot stove. And I'm going to pop those in there.
Yeah. No water, just put
no
them
water.
In.
No water, no. I mean, we're only doing this. This particular recipe, it's only for two people. So we're only going to make a small amount anyway, but the more mussels you have, the more juice it will produce anyway.
Right.
And we want that lovely sort of rich flavour coming from the mussels. It saves us using fish stock or anything
like that. So you don't
want
to dilute anything?
No, but we are going to add some noilly praa.
Oh, right, now then. This is a white wine, which is special.
Well,
for
it's
this
a Vermouth. It's not really special. I mean, I'm cheating. I have got white wine today. Generally, I like to use noilly praa. It's got a very nice flavour, which comes from the herbs that they use in the south of France.
Okay.
I'm going to give that a shake.
There's your big.
There's my big
thing. You're looking for a big
lid. I was looking for it. There we are.
That's
this is a bit I like.
So you do the hokey cokey?
Yes.
All right.
So that's going to stay on a hot heat just until they open, that's all. They don't want to be cooked any longer than that. And then...
About what?
Two or three
time?
Minutes, you'll hear them.
All right.
Two or three minutes. Two or three minutes.
Oh, fine.
So, and then in the meantime, I'm going to chop a shallot and some garlic and some ginger. A little bit of ginger.
Is this for the sauce?
This is going to be for the sauce.
All right.
Okay. So we're going to do the fish last, obviously.
Okay.
So I've got another pan here, and I'm going to put some olive oil in it.
A lot of washing up to be done here, isn't there?
A lot of washing up. Yes. Well, you see.
But you've got Clive, haven't you?
Yeah, Clive is the washer-upper in our house.
Yes.
Aren't you, dear?
Yes.
So
he's
that's
just nodding.
He's nodding. Yes. He's only allowed to nod, isn't he, today?
So you've got the shallots in there.
If
you don't have shallots, could you put some onion in?
You can do. Shallots have got a sweeter flavour.
Okay.
But yes, if you want, you can put a little bit of onion. Make sure that you chop it really finely.
Okay.
And then we're just going to stir that around for a bit.
Do you want me to stir it while you do something else? Or are you all right?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Yes. I'm used to multitasking.
Have you
I'm
heard?
Not a man, you know.
No, I know this, but you're definitely not a man. Have you heard things that don't allow a Larry near the shallots or something? No? Anyway, so they're frying nicely.
They're frying off nicely. We don't want to colour them. They just want to be softened, OK?
Oh, OK.
So,
right.
Let's have a look at my mussels. Oh, yeah, you see they're opening now beautifully.
Fabulous.
So I'm just going to drain them through this muslin into this bowl here.
Muslin, you've shown me a great tip today.
It's not muslin, actually. I still use muslin if I've got some, but I didn't have any this morning. So I bought this blue cloth from the supermarket, and it begins with J, and it finishes...
with cloth.
And it's very good in the kitchen because not only can you use it for cleaning, but you can use it for draining things.
Clive, you've got this, haven't you? He sleeps on it.
He does.
Under the pillow. All right, so that's a good trick, this,
yes.
Because everybody would have one of those.
That's right.
Okay, so, dokey.
That's coming off there for a second, just while I drain the mussels.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And there you go.
So you drain the mussels there.
Into there.
So all the lovely wine and the juice
all
from the mussels.
All the juices go into there.
And the muslin,
then, if you look here, you can see that there's just a little bit of residue. That's why we put it through the muslin. However much you do clean muscles, there'll always be a little bit of grit.
Brilliant.
And if you show Clive any grit, he will go green.
Oh,
so, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I do it. So there I'm left with this beautiful juice, which is now going to go on top of my shallots.
Lovely. Oh, frying lovely. And you've got some butter here as well, I saw.
Who mentioned butter?
I thought I saw some butter.
No.
So this is going to be a very, very healthy sauce then?
This is going to be very healthy, yes.
Okay.
I mean, yes, you can use butter. But there you go, that's coming to the boil.
Mm.
And then...
what do you add then?
That's it then.
That's it?
That's it. We're going to leave it to reduce. It's got to be nice and sort of syrupy.
Lovely. OK, then, shall we take a break for some music?
Oh, yes, can we?
Yeah.
But I can't sing.
No, I'm not asking you. I've got other people to do that for me. Kate Probert. Oh, my gosh, it's a bit hot in this kitchen. She's wearing cashmere, for goodness sake. It's all pink. Pan-fried cod loin with cockles, mussels and lava bread on the menu today. I will continue cooking that after a great track from with Chef Kate Probert, who is creating her pan-fried cod loin with cockles, mussels and lava bread. All right, what are you doing now? You're adding some juice.
Right, as you can see, the noilly, or the white wine in this case, has reduced, so it's nice and syrupy. We need to burn all the alcohol off that.
So when now you added it to the shallots.
I added that to the shallots. Mm-hmm. At least I think I did. Yes, I did. And now I'm going to add the juice, the lovely juice from the mussels.
Mmm, smells very fishy.
So that's going to go back on there and reduce while we prepare the fish.
Okay, so you've got cod.
I've got two cod loins. I had a big cod loin this morning, so I cut it into two.
Mm.
And what you need to be careful of, it needs to be nice and thick because otherwise it'll just fall apart.
Yeah.
And here we have, along the one side, you'll see it quite easily, you've got very big bones.
Well, it's going to...
So I'm taking this out with... It's actually a fish boner. I mean, I've probably paid a lot of money for it, but you actually only need...
tweezers?
No, not tweezers. What do you call them?
No,
pliers, pliers.
Pliers, all right.
Yes, no, those aren't tweezers. No, they're pliers. No,
yeah, pliers. Okay.
Yeah. So they need to come out. Again, if Clive sees a bone in a fish, he goes green.
Okay, so basically now, if you've got the cod loin in front of you, and there's, if you look down the
It's the head of it.
It's the head
of it. Yeah, well, not the head of the hot cod, but the top end, the bit, it's like the shoulder, like you get a shoulder of hake.
Right.
It's the back, it's just behind the head.
And there's not much in there. Could you get the...
This was very big, actually. I mean, it was... About, yes, it was two of those and a little bit more, but I've cut a bit more off for my tea tonight.
But if you're actually buying this, could you get somebody to do that for you?
Not the bones. They'll give you the tops.
Right, okay.
But it's unlikely that even my usual one in the market would take them out for me.
Okay.
I mean, some people leave them in, but actually, I think if you're serving fish, you should serve all bones out because you don't want to be messing around with bones when you're having a nice meal with somebody.
Exactly that.
So, I'm going to, in order to fry these, I like to put the olive oil on my fish.
You coat it, don't you?
Well, I like to coat mine and then put... I mean, you can actually put the olive oil on the stove to heat, but it's a bit messy, it starts spitting and what have you.
Yes, it does,
So I've got that on the cod on there and I'm just going to season it a little bit, so some salt and pepper.
Lovely.
And then I've still got the skin on. I haven't taken the skin off. And I think that's important. It keeps it together. And actually, I quite like a bit of skin on the fish. So...
Oh, listen to that.
So, those are going on to cook.
And how long will you cook them there?
Well, what I'm going to do now, I am just going to wait until you can see they really start to caramelise, and well, not caramelise underneath, but get nice and brown underneath.
Yes.
And the edges will start to go opaque.
Okay.
And once the edges are going opaque, then we'll put that in the oven. What I like to use always in my kitchen, I've got a lot of these pans, you don't need that many, obviously, but a pan that will go into the oven. That is so important as far as I'm concerned because it means you haven't got to have another dish to put them in. Get the pan with a handle that's on in metal, and then as soon as that's nice and brown and ready to go in the oven, all we have to do is to pop the whole thing in the oven.
Oh, fabulous. Right.
So that's it.
Okay, then. We'll take another break, then. Okay.
Oh, can we? Can I go and have a cup of coffee?
No, we've got other things to do. Goodness gracious me. We're getting there, but we're not quite there. We'll be back with Kate in this Foodie Friday, Fishy Friday kitchen in a few minutes' time. But now it's 10:30. Very Sean in the Foodie Friday kitchen with Kate Prober today. Top chef in the Gower, or in Gower, I should say. Now then, you have shelled...
I have all on my own. I have shelled these mussels.
You didn't ask me. I could have helped you.
I've just got one last one here, and that's done. So now I'm going to put on the spinach. The cod, incidentally, if everybody is paying attention, it's in the oven.
Right. I didn't remind people that we were making cod loin, roasted cod loin with cockles, mussels and lava bread. That's it. Carry on.
Okay. So I've got my pan on, I've got a little bit of olive oil in there.
What are you going to do with now, then?
And now I'm going to put my spinach in.
Ah!
Which I have washed and prepared earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to go in there.
With just a bit of olive oil, no water?
No water at all.
Oh, my gosh, always wilted it in water.
What? Oh, no.
Yes, and it's all soggy
it
and horrible
so
and tasteless.
It goes so soggy, I know. So, I'm going to put a bit of salt on there, and I'm going to put a lid on, and that should just wait.
Oh,
that's
my
ready.
Gosh, I love it. For how many minutes?
Oh, you know.
Two? One?
Less. One, probably.
You're kidding
me. Count it. Do you want to count it?
No, no, it's all right. Let's get on with it.
So that's the sauce.
This lovely cream.
So the sauce is on there now. And it's been reducing.
Can I just say, for the record, this is Rachel. She stuck her finger into the sauce and then went,
Then I went to get a spoon.
Yes, you did.
Because I realised I should have done it. Yeah, but then I'm not on television, so that's
okay. No, that's fine.
Okay.
And if I hadn't said anything, nobody would ever
have known. And you won't tell them everything else that I've been doing.
No, nothing. You've got cream in your hand.
Yeah, I've got cream in my hand now. Now, this sauce, as you can see, has reduced, and it's just bubbling away.
Yes.
And you've tasted it, and it's delicious, haven't you?
I have.
Okay, so now I'm going to pop some cream in it, as much as you want, really. I've got about 75 millilitres, or 75 grams, because it's exactly the same.
Oh, I would have put, the order in double cream, single cream. This is French. Yes.
Yes, well, it happens to be, but
put it in the French bottle.
I have, yes.
Oh, I thought it was special.
I thought it looked rather pretentious, so I thought it would be quite good to show you here today. It's called crème fleurette.
Okay, right, you put single or double cream in.
Single, double cream, whatever cream you like, crème fraîche, whatever you like. Right. You can even use coconut milk if you prefer to have something a little lighter.
Oh, lovely.
People are going for that these days. What's happening to my spinach?
Oh, it's wilting, happening.
It's wilting. I'm just going to give that a little stir.
Okay. It smells amazing. Much nicer than the one in the... Oh, fabulous. And
there
also...
So there we are. 1 minute, that was it, wasn't it?
Perfect.
Roughly.
Now, the cream sauce is bubbling away.
Yep, that's bubbling away. So all I'm going to do now is to pop in the cockles and the mussels.
Right. And
the lava bread.
You haven't
pre-cooked. We mustn't forget the lava bread, which we nearly did. The lava bread. I just pop that in.
Do you love lava bread?
Love it.
To cook with?
Love it. I do so many different recipes with lava bread. It's very good for you, and it's really versatile. I mean, I got this from the market this morning, but, actually, even the... The tinned product is very, very good.
Right.
I take that to France sometimes, and it tastes. There's no difference between that and the fresh. But it's obviously a little bit more expensive. Now my mussels are going in, and you don't want to overboil these because they don't want to turn up like little bits of rubber. And then I'm going to put my dill in.
Right, and the dill, fresh, of course, dill.
Fresh dill, yes, fresh.
And can you share a quick tip on how to actually get the best or get is putting it in the fridge the best way to actually keep your herbs fresh?
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say.
What I do is the best way actually is to take it out of the packet when you buy it, wrap it up in kitchen paper. Fairly tightly, and then just run it under the tap to dampen it. And put it back in the packet so you know what it is, and it will last well out of its sell-by date.
Great. Right, the cod loin is coming out.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I'm feeling a bit peckish myself.
Well, so am I as well.
I'm going to just put those over there.
Gosh, you are like a little Tasmanian devil in this kitchen, you know?
I hope I don't kill myself on this wire.
No, I know. Again, right.
So
the sauce is ready now.
The sauce is ready.
I'm stirring this around
ready.
Just to help you out.
Oh, the spinach is ready. Can I borrow my spoon?
Yes, you can. And can I ask you about the book that you are writing?
Yes, the book. It sort of comes to the time when, I've had the restaurant, I've got my cookery school, and I think it's time now to write a book. Everybody says, oh, Kate, you should write a book, write a book. So here I am, and I've done, I'm getting to the finishing stages of a coffee table book. And it's very visual. I have lots of lovely photos, and it's about my life in Chamonix compared with my life here, using the ingredients from Chamonix, using recipes from Chamonix, adapting them for people to do here. So hopefully we shall see that some Christmas or other, whether it's this Christmas or next Christmas. So what do you think of that?
It's absolutely beautiful. I'm just a little very, very hot frying pan out of the way. I'm going to taste this now, and I'm not going to lie, you're right. Oh, gosh, this fish is cooked.
How can you eat that in front of me, then?
What do you mean?
I'm so hungry.
Right. Okay. Oh, my God, it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. Oh, my gosh, that's melting the mouth. That is melting the mouth.
Wasn't it easy? You could do that for 10 people so easily. Just do the sauce a little bit beforehand.
And it's so fresh and light as well.
It is.
It's not too creamy. No. You know what I mean? No. Oh, it's the cream sauce. Oh, hey, high five, Kate. High five. Well done. Oh, another hit in the Foodie Friday kitchen here on BBC Radio Wales. Now then, if you want to be preparing this, because I was talking to you about lining the stomach for game day.
Oh, you could have it after the game.
You could?
You know, a little like bit of fish after the game.
You don't want to be cooking it after the game. No, cook it before and eat it and then enjoy.
Yes.
Do get in touch with us. We'll drop this recipe. It's gorgeous, by the way. Into your inbox by 4 o'clock today. It is, of course. LRI@bbc.co.uk. Kate, you can come again, will you?
Oh, yes, please.
Thank you very much to Kate Probert from Lemours. Right, we are stepping into the world of film, and Gary Slaymaker, our